In everyday life, I am your equal. We support each other. It doesn't matter how much taller you are. We always talk at eye level. But when the bedroom door shuts closed, we play a game. You are in control, and I serve you, taking care of all your needs, being such a good girl for you. Praise me when I do well. Playfully punish me when I don't. You know my limits and safety signs. They give you the freedom to take what you need from me. I'm all yours tonight, and I want to make you feel good. Let's give in to some urges that are not exactly mainstream. We do our little rituals to slip into the headspace each of us needs. I take an hour, or maybe two, in the bathroom and prepare myself to be perfect for you. Smooth skin, beautiful makeup, and the slim leather collar that means I am yours. A shiver goes down my spine as I fasten it around my neck. Meanwhile, you prepare the bedroom. Candles, music, and some carefully chosen tools are placed on the table beside the bed. By crafting a scene in your head, you clear your mind from the events of the day. I enter the bedroom, naked and smiling. The imbalance of you still wearing your clothes turns me on. Your uninhibited gaze wanders over my body, taking in my beauty. I shiver as you suddenly grab my neck, gently but firmly, showing me who's in charge. You tell me to kneel and open my pretty mouth. I obey happily. You're so incredibly sexy when you're giving orders. I look up at you, and you see the love and dedication in my eyes, the willingness to please, and a dash of mischief as I slowly lick along your shaft, teasing you a little. What do you need tonight, sir? Slowly and sensually, or fast and deep and messy? You grab my hair and move my head at your pace. Show me how you want it. Ruin my makeup and make me gag on your cock. I give you everything I have. You're in control. Throw me on the bed and pound me into the mattress. Take me in every position. Spank me. Bite my pretty nipples. Make me come for you again and again and again until I beg you to stop because I can't take any more. But you know I actually can, and you may push me a little further. No matter how exhausted I am, I will make you come so hard in return. Afterwards, when our thirst is sated, I lay there, spent and happy. My mind registers all the spots of my body that have become a little sore from your primal need. I cherish each and every one of them. I'll still feel you tomorrow, and the memory will put a smile on my face wherever I go. But I know it's not as easy for you to reach that post-climax glow. Sometimes you start questioning yourself, if it's all right what you did, if you're a bad person because hurting me turns you on. In those moments, you're at your most vulnerable. You feel like falling into that abyss. I'm here to catch you when you fall, always. I'll hold you and kiss you and assure you that I want all the things you do to me. I actually crave them. Dark necessities are part of my design. Your urges match mine. Your darkness completes me. Don't you ever feel bad about your kinky side? You are perfect as you are. When you're dominant, it turns me on like nothing else in the whole world. Don't you dare stop being rough with me. Don't you dare withhold that thrilling mixture of lust and pain. You feel like a freak. Let's be freaks together then. I don't care what others think. Our happiness should be the only point of reference. And being a good girl for you makes me happy. Very, very happy.